Finding Providence is actually the second book I have written, the first being my dissertation on a blood clotting factor. Yes, I have a doctorate in biomedical science, and that is why my friends were shocked when I produced a romantic novel. It came about from a real-life event in my youngest son's life. A girl in his church youth group told him God had revealed to her that he was her future husband. I was astonished when he asked me about it, and when I mentioned it to my friends, two of them knew of similar revelations. It turns out there is a Christian teaching called the Doctrine of Providence that seeks to explain how we should interpret God's will from the events around us. And that is the theme of this book. You will find that I am big on theme and plot, that an author should have a purpose for writing and a story that fits together cohesively. Otherwise, you might as well watch a television show where episodes are contrived hastily and loose ends are handled through magic or alien involvement. Such stories are easier to write when everything doesn't need to make sense or have a message to the viewer. Anyway, I began this book in 2010 when I was still working as a programmer, and after 4 months of staying up late at night, I decided to postpone it for 3 years until I retired. But it took an additional 3 years to find and train a replacement for my mission-critical job, so it was actually 6 years later that I continued the story. Some of my readers think the gap in time occurred between chapters 4 and 5, but it was actually between chapters 9 and 10. Others note that the main character isn't given a name, akin to the writings of William Faulkner, and I must admit, I did this to see how difficult it was to do. But rest assured, if you go on to book 2, his name will be revealed. I am often asked by readers why they should read my books instead of somebody else's. After all, there are so many romance novels out there, and not enough time in a person's busy day. I reply that my stories are Christian romances that deal with problems of living like Christ in a corrupt world. They aren't oozing with sentimentality or titillating love scenes, but after you read them, you should have a better idea of how Christians should react in affairs of the heart. I think of them as Christian counseling wrapped in a pleasing storyline. So, if you need advice, I hope you'll give Finding Providence and my other books a try.